Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
Morena, how are you, Rob?
Very well, thank you.
Excellent, that's what we like to hear.
Right, now finally I got the answer to that big question, was it a dog or a coyote?
Oh my god, hang on, you're going to have to refresh our memory.
Well,
what are we worrying about here?
In America, it's always in America, someone found, they didn't know if it was a dog or a coyote and it wasn't very well, so they took it to like a rescue centre. They didn't know what it was, so they looked after it, made it better. Took some tests for it, they didn't know it, but then it thought, I've had enough of this, got out of its cage, trashed the gaff, got out the window, never be seen again, 100% coyote.
Okay, here we go.
Mystery solved.
People can just stopping me in the street now and asking me,
Rob, is it a coyote or a dog?
Seriously,
I'll
go shopping, it takes me an hour.
But people need to know.
Yeah. Anyway,
okay, here we go, answers there.
I read this really interesting article about gardeners, which it doesn't, you think, oh, that sounds a bit boring, but it's not. Because since people started gardening, they really haven't liked weeds. But really, we should start to view them in a new light as they play a critical part in our ecological landscape.
Ooh, okay, I'm intrigued.
Everything is here for a reason. I don't know, sometimes maybe I think that's probably not right, but we won't go down there. Because I quite like doing this. Anyway, but certain plants are almost demonised in some sort of twisted logic because they don't look nice.
They don't look nice, or they take over everything else in the garden.
I mean, you only have to look around the garden centre to see how much money is being made selling pesticides. And then they'll sell wildflower mixes and get on the eco bandwagon by labelling them pollinator-friendly plants.
I mean, that's true. That's true. You kind of can't have it both ways.
But then you turn around and you're faced with shelves of weed-bashing implements and poisons. It's a bit of a mixed message, really.
Yeah.
I think.
They're just little plants. They're just doing their thing. Right.
They're just hanging out.
Which brings me to dandelions.
Aha, uh-huh. Okay.
Right, now that is the Taraxacum magellan minicum. Magellan,
yes.
I just realised he was that geezer that went all over the place discovering things that were already there. Did he ever come here?
I don't know, actually.
I wonder why they call it, because they're everywhere.
Dandelions. You reckon he's discovered the dandelion?
Well, no, I wonder why it was named after him.
Maybe because it goes everywhere.
Yeah.
But anyway, dandelions are a source of nectar for pollinators, including bees and beetles.
Aww.
So, you know, plus, I didn't realise what a versatile plant the dandelion is.
What can you do with a dandelion, Rob?
Oh, yeah, right. I'm glad you asked me that. Otherwise, this would have gone nowhere. The best description I read was there's sunny little drops of happiness that offer a multitude of health benefits.
Oh, bliss.
It's brilliant, isn't it? The flowers are especially treasured for their mild analgesic properties. That's like pain relief.
Oh, yep.
You can make a salve out of the flowers that soothe sore muscles, arthritic joints and rough chapped skin. And dandelion tea can be helpful with some digestive issues, but consult your doctor first.
There we go. Good to know.
I like to do my bit. It can be used in so many recipes and like all sorts. I really want to try dandelion-infused honey.
I have had a dandelion soup before. It wasn't the only thing in it, but there was dandelions in the soup.
Yep.
It was very nice.
You can make a wish with them.
Yeah, that's true. You can use them for making wishes.
Oh, when they're...
You know, when you're little and you pick one up in the garden and then you blow on it.
Oh, I used to kick them. Oh. I feel real bad ringing all this. No, you get more.
Awesome.
You just give them a boot and they go all over the place. But
does that mean the wish is more forceful
yeah,
if you kick it?
Right.
Are there those like massive dandelions in New Zealand? Like the huge,
dandelion giganticus.
Yeah.
That's made it up.
For context, Zoe's saying huge, like the size of a beach ball. That's the general gist of size you're giving us.
Yeah. Let me tell you about Australian dandelions.
Oh, of course, they're always bigger. They kill you, though. They attack you.
They're poisonous. No. Anyway, they were massive. It was fun.
Okay.
It was a good precious moment.
The whole plant is edible. And it's a classic liver tonic. And the root extract is even being researched for its cancer-fighting abilities.
Gosh.
So Like, I'm never touching them again. Like, if you're pottering around in a garden, just leave them.
Just leave them alone.
And there's so many. I could have done all the other weeds, things that people think aren't nice. I think it's the Victorians you've got to thank for this, because all of a sudden they had their nice little gardens.
Colonial lawns,
all that.
Yeah.
And it's just... Like, you know, that's why I don't do anything around my gaff, just leave it, because I'm helping nature.
We've decided that we have a very broken lawnmower, so it means I hope my landlord's not listening. I doubt he listens to BFM. We go for quite long stretches without actually mowing the lawn, and we've decided that we're trying to decolonize our lawn. That's what we're actually doing. We're letting the weeds grow and taking back the lawns a little bit.
But I think, I'm sure BFM listeners actually use dandelions. I'd like to know what you do with them.
Yeah, there's definitely someone's gonna have some good dandelion recipes out there.
I know who it is as well.
Send us your messages.
Go on, Grizzy, hurry up.
On 5395 if you've got any dandelion recommendations for Rob here. You've picked us a track this morning, Rob. What is it?
Yes, I have. This is Telefis, which is actually Gaelic for television. See,
I didn't know that.
Two
there
things
you go.
Today, and it's Falongong Dancer with Jar Wobble.
This is a special remix as well. What is it? The Donkey
Gunge, which I thought was something quite rude, but it's not. It means a short person that's quite thick set, or it can mean loads of different things, but not what I thought it meant.
Good to know. You're on BFM Breakfast, 5395, if you'd like to say kia ora. Okay, some good dandelion texts here. You can. Someone said dandelion leaves have more nutrition than cabbage. Young leaves.
Yeah, and probably taste better as well.
Yeah, well, apparently young leaves are the tastiest. Grizzy has said you can dip the flowers in a light batter or sprinkle the petals on salads. Their roots are so strong, they are a gardener's friend as they help break up compacted soil. Someone else has said that if you have a bed that you're not using in your garden, you should let the weeds take it over so the soil stays moist.
Yeah.
That's good. Keeps the moisture in. And Finn's texted in saying the lawn is colonial. It was brought to New Zealand with the British. Decolonizing your lawn would mean to have no lawn. I think of my lawn not as a solid mass, but as a meadow made of thousands of individual grass plants. That is a good hot take. Thank you very much for that one, Finn. Someone else has said, though, that the problem with back to nature approach is some of those weeds may be noxious or invasive. So you'd recommend some native grasses to keep the weeds back. They're cheap. And natives also have the added bonus of not...
Love a bargain.
Yeah, we love a bargain. Native grasses also have the added bonus of not requiring watering. They're built for the conditions and it's good for the native animals.
There you go. So I want to find out, I'm going to find out who the English or British person thought was a good idea. I've got a hedgehog in now, cat and all that and some sparrows. I'm going to take some grass and gorse. Because I miss it. That's just
the
shame on you.
The gorse hedge things. God, that's a whole other story for another day. Thank you very much, Bard of Bollocks. This is a great track. Telephus, Jar Wobble, and Jackknife Lee. You're on BFM.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bollocks, only on 95 BFM.
Ka hoki mai on.